you have got in mind something that we call a goal. Now, where you are today or where your thoughts have brought you, I don't mean sitting in this room. But I mean that everything that you have brought in your life, everything that you have to this point in time is a result, nothing more, of the state of vibration you are in mentally, emotionally, and physically. Now, folks, instead of working so much toward this on the outside, we have to increase our state of vibration in this way. The more and more that you think about where you're going and how you're going to get there, and you go out and act on the idea. And you know that's the difference? People will not act on the thing they want. They seem to entertain themselves by visualizing that they can have it, how nice it would be to get it, but when it comes to acting on it, their vibration, the way they feel about it, tells them they can't have it. So they spend their life dreaming rather than acting. It was at one time said, and all that was left when his living was through were the mountain of things he intended to do tomorrow. Let me ask you this. What habit patterns do you need to get to where you want to go? What habit patterns do you need to get to where you want to go? I believe it was Oscar Wilde who said one time, why is it that you and I were never told that in our brain we hold in just one single tiny ivory cell this kingdom called heaven or this kingdom called hell? In other words, when you impress your idea, you cause these cells to move at a certain rate of vibration. Do you know when you take an idea and you impregnate it over and over again, you impregnate that idea into one cell. When you impregnate that idea into the cell, that cell is dividing 1 into 2, 2 into 4, 4 into 8, 8 into 16 to 32, 64. And the process goes on at the rate of 50,000 cells per second. And the more and more you act on it, even though you don't feel good about it, but you work with the idea, you start to develop this change in vibration. But what is really happening is you're impregnating the cells with the characteristic or the idea. And these cells are going to search out the very thing necessary to get you to where you want to go, to complete the manifestation of that idea. What was the great statement by our friend Einstein that he had burned into the corner of his desk? He said it was responsible for every great invention. When he said that all creation waits with eager longing for the revealing through the sons of man, you and I. In other words, everything that you want is already here. The best way to do what you're doing, it's already here. It's never been thought of, but it's already here. It's just that it's in, as Bob explained, in another form. What we need to do is we need to constantly think about where we're going, what we want to do, and we start to increase our level of thinking by vibration, and we begin to attract thoughts of a like nature that'll move us in that direction. But you can't sit and wish. There is a difference in wanting a thing and being ready to receive it. So just suppose you know what it is you want, and you ask yourself, what habits do I need to form or develop to bridge the gap from where I now find myself to the point I want to reach? You know, the only difference in steam and ice is the state of vibration of the water or the H2O. Do you know the only difference in where you are versus where you want to go is your state of vibration? Do you know that everything to get you there is already here? And it always has been. There's a gentleman that I have not met. He's in the audience today. And his name is Boris Pico. Listen to this. This man lost or did not have a car or his driver's license. I'm not sure which. But Boris, where are you? Boris, stand up so everybody can see you for a moment. Boris sold in 1 month without a car 28 homes. But listen to this.